Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre show.
They found an iPhone 10 in the water. This sailor had dropped it in the sea 6 days ago and they found it. Still working.
Wow. That's amazing.
I spill a little water on mine.
Doesn't work.
Things in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
It's like popping up German. Sailor dropped his iPhone in the ocean. It's still working 6 days later. That's crazy. Ben Schofield dropped the $1,000 iPhone 10. He was working as a deckhand. And it sank 50 feet to the bottom of the harbor. And he said, hey, his friend was diving. You're down that area. See, if you see my phone down there, I dropped it. Went down, pulled it up, still works. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I wouldn't think it would work after that many days. I would think after a few hours, you just, it doesn't work.
And then why do you want it back? Maybe just see if you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the, yeah. Eddie, you all right over there? We lose him?
He's up.
Eddie? You hear. Eddie's working from his bed.
He's talking into it. You just can't hear him.
Oh, okay.
He turned it down.
Just technical issues.
How about now?
Now he turned it on.
Is that Eddie doing it?
Yep.
Is he the reason it's not working?
Yep.
No, I just hit a button and then it just started working again. I don't know, man.
Here's
the
voice.
He gave me this gear. I have no idea how to run it.
Here's a voicemail for Eddie. This is number one, Raymundo.
Hi, this message is for Eddie. I was wondering what your favorite Pearl Jam album is. I want to buy my boyfriend a new album for his record player, and he loves Pearl Jam. So if you could answer that for me, that would be great. Thank you so much. Love the show. Bye, guys.
Ooh, that's a good question. It's tough, you know? Like, when you hear these artists, they always say, like, oh, you know, you can't pick these songs. I know...
Just give an album. Yeah, like we don't need a 6-hour explanation.
It's not Eddie and Bobby's Music School. Oh. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'll go with their second album, Versus, then.
Okay.
Because that to me was when I was like, okay, these guys really. They,
okay. Cool. So what was the name of it?
It's called Versus.
Cool. That's all we need.
Yes.
I'm giving you a hard time. You'll hear in a minute. Eddie's at home. We just mentioned that, but he's not able to come in. Amy, anything you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you too. I have to pee really bad.
Story of my life.
This doctor went and ran 22 miles in a mask.
Okay.
One, see if you could do it, and two, test his oxygen levels, because one of the things anti-maskers say is that you can't get enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Well, the results are, this doctor ran 22 miles. He raised $4,300 for a food bank, and during the 22 miles, his oxygen levels never, ever dropped below 98%. Most of the time, even way higher than that. So he was like, hey, guys, if you see people saying that you're breathing in bad, it's not true. So he did that to show folks. So
good for him.
There's that.
I like it. And he raised money for a food bank at the same time.
All right, that's it. Hopefully you enjoyed this show. We did.
Hopefully.
Bye, bye everybody.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
A couple things. Eddie is now, he's still at home, but he has a microphone in his bed now. Eddie, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Bones.
Oh, he's chopping out, though. See, we thought we had him. But
oh, no.
Eddie has coronavirus. He's still in his bed, but we did put a microphone there. Eddie, so how did you get this microphone?
So Scuba dropped it off, thank goodness, and we met at a CVS, and it was so awesome. It was so great to see a person other than my family outside of my house.
I'm trying to see. I have a test tonight. I'm supposed to get retested tonight for coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
So I got tested the first time, negative, trying to get another one tonight. Eddie still has it. He's still positive, but he can't be around folks because he still has it, right?
Should we go together, Bones?
No. I'm not trying to see you. I know you say the doctor says after 10 days that you're free to run amok, but not with me because you still have a symptom where you're exhausted and you can't breathe all the way.
Yeah, it comes in waves. The lungs are good. I felt good the last couple of days with my lungs, and everything's cleared up there. But definitely the fatigue comes in waves. About, I don't know, 15 minutes ago, I kind of felt tired again, but I feel good right now.
Hey, let's put the microphone up to your chest and take a really big breath.
Okay, doctor, hold on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I heard it.
Does that sound pneumonia?
I don't like what I hear. Do it again.
I hear a little wheeze in there.
You're dumb.
I hear a little wheeze. I think it's probably best for you to stay away for a little bit. When do you go back and get another test?
I'm thinking maybe Friday. I think Friday might be my day to just do my tests every week from now on.
And you get them done for free?
I don't know, Bones. The last time they took my credit card and my insurance and they didn't come back with anything or told me how much it was, I was just kind of shocked with the news that they told me with it when they said, you're probably going to come back positive again. So I forgot to ask how much it was.
Did they sell bundles? Can you get like 3 for $5 or something? Is there some deal?
Or a punch card after about his third one, he gets a fourth one free?
Or like, 10 tests, 11th one's free.
Eddie?
No.
I don't know, guys.
Okay.
He doesn't like
purple. Can you see me? I can't see you. Can you see me?
Yeah, man. I see you and Amy and Lunchbox.
Yeah, that would be who's here.
Great.
Nice. did you have a segment you wanted to pitch as we start the show?
I just wanted to say thanks to Scuba, really, because he made me feel like I was a normal person, unlike Ray did a couple days ago. You know, Steve wore a mask. It was nice of him and everything, but we talked and we chatted. He didn't look like he was in a hurry or backing up every single time I spoke. He was like, dude, it's so good to see you, and I'm glad you're doing well. And we chatted for about 15 minutes. So thank you for making me feel like a regular human being, Scuba.
Now Scuba has to get tested because he talked with the Corona guy. All I hear, hear Scuba's a great guy here. Now Scuba's got Corona.
No, I had the mask and I was far enough away from him. I was safe.
All right. Eddie, we'll check in with you in a little bit.
All right, man. I'm here. I've kicked the kids out, FYI. I've told them, go ride your bikes outside. Go do something, but you cannot be in the house because I'm going to be on a mic here.
Okay. It's butt early in the morning, and Eddie's kicked his kids out of the house. We started Yellowstone last night. We watched the first episode. It was 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Why was it so long?
It was the first episode. First of all, I'm sitting there, and Caitlin had just cooked dinner, and it was chicken. I guess it wasn't out of the oven yet. And she was like, I've been cooking all day. Will you watch the first episode of Yellowstone with me? Because if you don't, that's okay, but I'm going to start it without you. And I'm fine with that. She should be able to watch her own show.
Because
I'm going to watch Upload without her, because she doesn't like that. And I was like, I tell you what, I'll watch the first episode with you. We'll watch it while we're eating dinner. Because you got to watch something anyway while you eat dinner. And so she makes this lemon chicken, which is great. I don't know what she does, and she acts like it's not a big deal, but she pulls this chicken out of the oven, and it is butt stuffed with lemons. There's just lemons all, and she pulls them out, and it's just chef's kiss. And not only that, it's great because today after work, I get to go home and have lunch, and I'll do wraps with that same chicken. It's just the best for like 3 days. So she does that, and she makes some salad, except it's not a salad with iceberg lettuce. It's like arugula and I don't know. She puts in like all this little stuff. I don't know. I never have people cook for me, so this, I'm adjusting to that. So walk in, we get our plates, put it on our lap, and we're going to start watching Yellowstone. And I clicked the first episode. Almost hit season 3, episode 1, because that's the one that's queued up, because I guess they just started season 3.
Correct.
And so I'm about to hit the button. I'm like, whoa. So then I go, oh, this is not even season 1. I go back to season 1. 1 hour and 38 minutes for the first episode. I cannot believe it. I've committed, though. I'm about to watch a movie. Yellowstone the movie.
It's shorter than a movie, but okay.
So I'm like, okay, I told her, I said, in this family, we do what we say. And I said I was going to watch it with you, so let's go. So I'm about to hit play on the button, Apple TV. It's $3.99. Now, I've already spent a subscription on Netflix. I have Amazon Prime because I have Amazon Prime, the service, so that comes with it.
You know you can watch Yellowstone on Amazon Prime.
You have to pay for it. That's why we watched it. Okay. So you didn't know that. You didn't know it was going to cost me money. But it's on Apple TV is how I get on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Gotcha. So that's the you're paying Amazon. Yeah, I know. I pay for it too.
I'm
pay
so
for Prime
annoyed
and
I had to
for
pay
it.
Per episode.
Okay.
I pay for so many subscriptions.
So, okay. How was it?
Thirdly, this is what happened. Amy and Kayla now have this relationship where all they do is secretly talk about how they deal with me all the
time. That's not true.
That's true.
No. That's such an exaggeration.
Because Kaylin is videoing me secretly going, I can't believe I have to pay for an episode. She texts it over to Amy. They get a good laugh in.
She goes, she sent it to me. She goes, he had no idea I was filming this.
And then Amy replies back. She goes, oh, I've seen him react like that before. No. I know that face. And I'm like, all you do is bag on me when I'm not even there.
No. I quote myself.
I try to
exactly.
provide people with a good life.
No, listen, this is what he says. So I say to Caitlin, seen that face before, and then I put laughing emojis because I laughed out loud. That face, like, that's your frustrated,
I'm just like, I cannot
disappointed
believe
face.
I pay for all these subscriptions.
Yeah.
And now, first of all, it's an hour and 38 minutes. Second of all, it's $3.99.
Yeah.
And I don't know the difference in HD and SD and what the difference is going to be on my screen that I'm paying for.
Just get the SD.
But I'm always afraid they're going to cut parts out of the SD.
Oh my gosh.
Secretly.
No.
Like, I'm going to buy the HD. I know you say, hey, there's no, it's a dollar, but I'm afraid they're going to get us. And one day they're going to get sued and go like, well, they haven't been giving us the whole episode.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen. But then I was glad she told you because I felt weird watching a video that you didn't know got recorded of you. And
she probably
like,
wouldn't have unless she thought it was funny that you said, I've seen that face before.
Yeah.
Because there was another time if I continue down this path.
No, I'm going to finish the comments on that. So then she tells Bobby, oh, this is Amy's reply, ha, ha, ha. And then his reply to her was, I feel like I've given you both really good lives, and this is the return I get. And I'm like, oh, excuse me? What? So, like, Caitlin and I, we can handle ourselves.
All I'm doing is getting my chops busted.
Yeah.
In my own house.
Yeah. I'm thankful for my job,
though. You can't take getting your chops busted. Don't give the chop busted.
I know. So what else do you have up your sleeve?
Well, there was the time when I couldn't drive. I couldn't leave to go get food with my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't have a car. You just car keys. And then Caitlin and Amy with their, I've seen that before.
No, you were on FaceTime.
Okay, this whole thing with you two being friends, I think we've had just about enough of it.
She had you on FaceTime. It's just, for me, it's I'm letting her know, like, hey, FYI, it's good for her to think. That's just how you react sometimes to things.
I'm in disbelief. I pay for all these services. I can't, and the subscription services, these shows, and I get on, and I have to pay for another one, one episode, too. Like, I pay $12.99 for Netflix for a month, but I have to pay $3.99 for one episode.
So can we talk about how you feel about Yellowstone?
Then I find out that if you get on that Peacock.
Yeah, you can watch Yellowstone on Peacock.
You can watch Yellowstone on Peacock.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
After I already paid for it and could have watched it for free.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah, nobody tells me. Nobody cares.
I even forgot myself, so we need to remember, but
I don't even know if I have Peacock yet. I can download an Apple TV, huh?
I think, yeah.
You have to watch commercials, though.
There's the free version or the upgraded version.
Interesting. I watched the first episode of Yellowstone. Thought it was pretty good.
So do you want to watch episode 2 or what?
I don't know.
Stop. You're not like, do you want to go to Montana and Wyoming and be a cowboy?
Here's what I liked about it is that it's not just like Old West cowboy. They're in helicopters. It's rich people.
Yes.
It's rich ranchers.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a Western. And as a kid, my grandma would watch these Westerns. I'm like, if I got to watch another John Wayne, him doing the same crap over and over again, I'm not, because it's the same thing.
I know. It's a modern day.
I'll probably like it.
You will.
Probably will like it. First episode, I was like, okay. It was just a little long for me.
So good.
Okay. Eddie's still there. You ever watch Yellowstone?
No, I haven't watched Yellowstone, but from your description, it seems like something I'm not going to watch.
The thing is, so I just had a negative feeling going into it because of all the surprises I got, having to pay for it. It was 9 hours long. I was getting roasted. It wasn't really the best environment to go into a new show.
Okay.
And if I'm not feeling safe and loved in an environment, it's hard for me to embrace it.
Right.
And then let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. I go and I'm like, you know, I need, because I had some medical stuff where they're like, hey, you have to take time every day and just go and chill out. So I'm like, you know, I grab my golf clubs. I was going to go out to the driving range and hit some balls. So I get in my car, drive over to the driving range. And it's not close. There's no driving range near my house. Drive to the driving range, 25 minutes away. Get there, open up my trunk, realize I'd taken my clubs out of the car. They weren't in the trunk. And then I drove back home for 25 minutes going, why am I so stupid? Mm-hmm. Wasn't the best day. There are people who have had worse days, but
your day sounds really awful. But I know that you're a person that I just to clarify in case we have new listeners, Bobby really does know what a bad day is for sure. You've been through a lot of adversity in life.
Yesterday was the most adverse day I've ever had in my life. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Up there, it's in at least the top three.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, I highly recommend Yellowstone.
I know, and I'll probably like it, and I think this will be her show, and I told her if she'll watch Upload, I'll watch Yellowstone.
And then can we take a trip to
I'm going to Bozeman, Montana in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And Kayla may go with me for my Nat Geo show.
I've never been, and I
got a text from my producer just now.
That says?
Circling back, when you go commercial diving and underwater welding, it's not about
being a she.
No, I can still go to Bozeman, Montana, as of now.
All right.
They're asking me to get contacts. I only have one eye that works. So I've never even put a contact in my eyeball. And they're like, hey, will you do contacts for underwater welding? And I'm like, I'd rather just do it half blind. I want to put a contact in.
Why not?
Good welders keep...
Let it rip. Yeah. So you can't wear glasses under the... Do you wear a welding helmet underwater?
I don't know. That episode, I don't think we've talked about fully.
When you're in water, is there sparks? I don't know.
This seeds story is the craziest story. Last night, I'm flipping through Twitter, and it's like, if you got a mysterious package of seeds, do not plant them. And I'm thinking, who would just plant seeds they get in the mail without knowing what they are anyway? But I guess folks are. Several states are issuing warnings after residents across the country have received unsolicited packages that appear to have originated in China. They're trying to get us with seeds. What a great, smart way to get us, too.
I know. It really is.
I would never think of seed warfare.
And then they've infiltrated our soil.
And, yeah. The packages typically have Chinese characters on the label and contain a sealed packet of unknown seeds that some state agriculture departments say could be invasive plant species. Who even knows what they are?
I don't know.
So I have a bag of them here. I'm going to eat them.
We're going to flip a coin.
Like, I hope no one planted them. I would imagine it's a numbers game where if they send out 10,000, some get planted.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, invasive species wreak havoc on the environment, displace or destroy native plants and insects, and severely damage crops. It's unclear who exactly is sending these packages, why they're being distributed, and whether the seeds are actually harmful. Crazy this is even a story. They shut packages of them. All the seeds look different, though.
It doesn't seem real.
And it'll turn out that it probably isn't something bad. But what an ingenious way to go at somebody with seed. You just never expect that. Mm-mm. What do you think grows?
I don't know. I was picturing that Seymour plant, you know?
Oh, yeah. Feed me, Seymour.
It's like takes over everywhere.
I saw that last night in the news, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Weren't you in that play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I was. Mm-hmm. If there was a play at my school, well, I had a bunch of kids at my school, right? And when we did Grease, not only was I the lead, I directed it too.
Oh, wow.
Because nobody wanted to do it. And they were like, hey, we'd like to do Grease. And I was like, cool. So we did the audition, and I got the role of Danny Zuko. Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool, nailed it. And then nobody wanted to direct it.
Oh, I guess I forgot you were a director,
And too. The director, no, I take that back. There was a kid who said he wanted to direct it, but he was terrible, and he would only show up half the time. Mm. So I ended up having to direct it. But it was a really good play.
Oh, I'm sure it was amazing.
What will they say Monday at school? Yeah, that's good. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Shania Twain will be a producer on a new TV drama based on the Heart of Texas novels. She'll also be writing new songs for the show. Maren Morris tweeted that she just wrote her first song in forever, and it was really sad. She said it made her so happy to write again. Cole Swindell shared how he's keeping active during the pandemic.
I mean, not being able to get out and do things, not just physical, but mentally. I mean, you got to, you know, get some fresh air. So for me, golf has been something that, which y'all know by now, that's all I talk about, that in sports. I mean, that's what I've been trying to do. And like I said, just do my part to stay home. And so we can get back to work. We're ready to get back playing shows.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your Skinny.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An 11-year-old boy in Virginia wanted to find a way to help out people who have been affected by the pandemic. So earlier this year, Cardiar Carey started creating care packages. He called them Cardi Packs, deodorant, soap, supplies, and gave them to the homeless. Then he said he wanted to help mothers who are struggling, so he set up a lemonade stand, and he uses all the profits to buy diapers and wipes for single moms in need. This kid's 11.
Amazing.
Already doing those two things. Business was booming. In 3 days, he made $3,000 at a lemonade stand.
That's awesome.
I feel so guilty because, again, I don't keep a bunch of cash in my wallet, and sometimes in my neighborhood, there's a kid that sets up a lemonade stand, and I'll drive. I never know when it's going to be up, and he's sitting right there on the corner. And I don't want to ignore him, so I just wave, but I never stop because I never have cash.
Yeah.
And all
she just asked the kid if he has a Venmo.
Hey, maybe.
He probably doesn't.
Probably does. He's like 6.
Yeah.
But he's getting me. Like a cup of lemonade's $2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
What? I go Chick-fil-A and get one, kid.
Was it a Country Time lemonade? I want to shout out the proper business, but did you see that some lemonade company gave stimulus checks to kids with
I think it was Country Time Lemonade.
Isn't that the only lemonade there is?
Mike's, but that's hard.
That's not for kids.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to this kid, 11 years old. His name is Cardiar Casey. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Calgary, Canada. Police were up in a helicopter just doing some training exercises when someone decided, oh, let me point a laser at their eyes. So he shot a laser into their eyes. Cops were able to pinpoint the address. They showed up at his house and they found $60,000 worth of meth.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Well, so the laser thing's stupid itself. Because you're going to get caught because almost they can trace that laser back to where it started.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy who was doing something stupid, I guess he also was doing something stupid, but that's a lot of meth. Holy cow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Last week, we were talking about Demi Lovato's engagement ring, and they were like, this thing could be $300,000, and I was blown away. And then I read $800,000. Well, the more time that goes by, the more information they're getting about this ring. It's worth more than $2 million.
Oh, my.
I would just be scared to wear that in public without someone especially if people knew. Here's my thing, right? This is what if I were someone that was just mega loaded and it was cool with my girl, I would get her the biggest fake ring ever to wear because everyone would just assume it was real because you're rich. Why would you really spend money on it? Think about that. If you're Demi Lovato,
You could put the biggest fake ring up on Instagram. It'd be huge. And everyone would go, oh, that's $5 million easily. Because no one would expect it would be fake. They would all believe it. If you're rich, why would you even buy a real ring that expensive? Get something that means something to you. But then wear a big fake one. Because people are going to assume it's real. You're already rich.
Well, so then do you get a real one to keep at home or no?
You can wear it with it.
Oh.
Don't you have like two rings together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I have mixed. Like I have the ones my husband got from a jewelry store and something he picked out that was more expensive. And then I've mixed it with a ring, like a band that I got at Target. Like I mix things.
Sources with knowledge tell TMZ Demi's ring would cost the average Joe off the street anywhere between $2.5 million and $5 million. Mm. That's due to the fact that it's a very special cut from a very well-regarded celebrity jeweler in Hollywood, Peter Marco. Can you imagine having that on your hand? I would never take my eyes off of it. I would be afraid the rock would fall out or it'd fall off my finger.
Yeah. Do you think that's all relative depending on there might be some people that have that think, you know, the same thing about a $1,000 ring or a $5,000 ring, or it doesn't have to be a million.
I would say most are relative, not when it's $2.5 million.
Okay.
Because it's gigantic. So no. I would say maybe somebody in a third world country would think a $10,000 ring is like we think a $2.5 to $5 million ring.
Mm-hmm.
But no. And also, this dude, I'm always just curious about, I don't know how much money this guy's got.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was Googling him. I was like, oh, I mean, he sings, acts, and dance. I was like, well, he's a triple threat, so he's got that going for him, but I don't know.
Yeah, triple threats don't make much money unless they're like triple threats that are super famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Like I say, God love him.
Before.
Maybe she got a deal. She got that Bed Bath & Beyond coupon, took it to this jeweler, was like, here we go. I'm here to catch this.
So if and when you decide to propose, go ahead and let's have this talk again before you go buying something, you know, fake and thinking it's going to be okay, you know?
Well, I have no idea. Like, personally, I don't know anything about rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know sizes. I would not check with anybody before I did it, though.
Not even, like, her sister?
0% chance.
How do you know what she wants?
Let me say this. Four words. Loose lips sink ships. I would not tell anybody.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's from my heart. I'm not going to anybody because I know how people are. You tell somebody a secret, they're going to tell somebody. It may not be the person, and then that somebody's going to tell some. And then before you know, eight people's got it, and the odds are that one of them may get to her, pretty good. Now, I've kept some really long, good secrets in my life.
Nobody would want to ruin that for her, though, or you.
But what if they see it and they're like, oh, no, this is not the right moment. I should tell her. No, no.
Her nails aren't done.
You know what? It is what it is. No one is going to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I know. Thought I would know. But
say it with
like,
me. Loose lips sink ships.
Okay.
Eddie has corona. He's in his bed right now with a microphone. Eddie, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm with Amy. You might want to check before you go.
No.
But Bones, at the same time, dude, listen, you're right, man. It doesn't matter. If she doesn't like it, then she's not the one.
That's true.
Oh, you've said that before, Bobby. You've said if you propose and then she doesn't like it, then that's a sign that she's
if she
not
doesn't
for you.
Like the size or the money spent,
oh,
not
yeah,
the
but
style
like
of
that.
The ring.
Yeah, the style is important.
I think, if anything, I would get punished for spending too much on a ring.
Mm-hmm.
With
I
her.
Agree. Yeah.
Because the money stuff doesn't matter to her. And she makes her own money. I'd go to her and be like, hey, how much ring? Let me give you some of that money. Like this dude did with Demi
Lovato. I
know,
because so many people, I feel bad for her that so many people are like, oh, you're just with Bobby because of his job and his success and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, okay, I'm not. And because of you, I pay for everything. She's like in this, we need to get her out of this thing where she literally feels like she wants to pay for everything just to prove people wrong, even though they don't even know that she's paying for everything.
Well, she definitely has her own money and yes. Does not need my money for sure. And Eddie, like Eddie said, if I propose and she doesn't like it, she's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we did the risky coin flip challenge where Scuba Steve, our executive producer, we flipped a coin. And if it landed on heads, he won $100. If it landed on tails, he had to shave off an eyebrow. It landed on tails. We did double or nothing. We did it again. It landed on tails. He's supposed to shave both eyebrows in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring him in, Scuba, you have some pitches to try to get out of this, right?
Yeah, I do. We'll see if they work out.
Okay, he's going to come in and pitch some ideas. Instead of him having to shave both eyebrows, he's going to offer some other things up.
But I'm ready regardless. I have the clippers.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
So I'm ready.
Yesterday on the show, I said, who wants to take part in the risky coin flip challenge? And Scuba Steve, our executive producer, said, I'll do it. So he flipped a coin. If it landed on heads, he was going to win $100. It did not. It landed on tails. So the risk was you were going to lose an eyebrow.
Mm-hmm, correct, yes.
Then you said, you know what, double or nothing. I'd like to get my eyebrow back.
Yeah.
And then you lost again, so now you're down two eyebrows.
Yes.
You haven't shaved them off yet. You have the clippers here, if you can let us hear those.
Got them right here.
So in a second, unless he offers us something better than his eyebrows, he's going to shave off both of his eyebrows.
Oh, my gosh.
Lunchbox yesterday, how long until they grow back?
4 to 6 months.
And what'd your wife say about this last night at home?
So my wife and I, you guys don't know this, but we live and die by the coin. We have made all of our big decisions, small decisions by flipping a coin. So she said that if the coin landed on tails, you lost, you have to just do it. So I have to be a man of my word and shave off my eyebrows.
Well, is there anything that you'd like to offer up instead of your eyebrows? Because I'm always a listener. Yeah. I'll negotiate at any point.
Yeah.
So do you have a couple things?
I had a couple things and both of them fell through. So it's not going to work out in my favor. One of them was Howard Stern, and he can't do it. I was going to have him come on and talk to you, and hopefully that would have been like a collateral.
I don't know how you'd have ever got that happen, but I'd been like, sure. That'd been a great one.
Yeah, it didn't time out to happen today. So that fell through. I have a gift idea, but it's not going to get here in time.
What was that one?
That was going to be some custom shoes, but they won't get here in time. And they're pretty rare, and they're really cool, and they're expensive.
So now he's like having to spend money.
But it's worth to spend money to save my eyebrows, so I was down for it.
But you got into this to win money.
Correct, but now I'm trying to win back my eyebrows at all costs.
Did you feel like you had a way in to the Howard Stern?
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good way in.
Okay, well, here are some other things I've written down. Okay. And some ideas suggested to me.
All right.
You have to dye your beard pink, hot pink, and wear it for a month.
Okay. A month? And this is permanent dye?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because you were going to shave it anyway, right?
I was, correct, yeah.
Here's one that someone said, you shave your beard off and you glue it to your head. Okay. Scuba Steve has a big, long beard, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm bald.
That's about the only two that I would consider.
What were some alternate options there?
Let's see. Forfeit a favorite item of clothing or collectible to be destroyed at the winner's discretion.
Okay.
But I feel like you could just lie and say it's my favorite.
Yeah.
So basically, you lose the eyebrows. Amy, what do you think about him dyeing his beard pink for a month? Or you want the eyebrows gone?
I mean, I don't know. What do you want, Steve? I don't think that the pink beard is as bad as the eyebrows.
You don't think so?
No, but the shaving it off and gluing it to his head is funny to me.
Do we? Here's what we do. What if we give him a week, and if he can't produce what he said he can probably produce, it gets worse.
Oh, so if so we give him a chance. Oh,
look at Howard Stern.
I know. Yeah. So how about we combine them, and if he gets Howard Stern, then he's in the clear. If he doesn't get Howard Stern, then he has to shave his eyebrows, shave his beard, and glue the hair on his head.
Yeah.
Okay. Or what if I just shave the eyebrows now and just call it a day? What do you prefer?
Well, no, that's what you law. I mean, if you didn't want to do that, you can go for it.
Okay.
But if not, if you think you can get Howard Stern to come on the show.
Yeah. let's do the week and let me see if I can get Howard Stern on.
But then
oh my
you
gosh.
Have to.
Oh
but
my
then
God.
You
have. Oh, but then I have to. And if I can't get him on, then I have to do the shaving
and the eyebrows.
The
yeah, it all multiplies.
And the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Then just shave my damn eyebrows.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Here he is. Shave the brow. Shave the brow.
Is he doing it to himself?
Amy can do it because I can't see.
Oh. Amy's gonna do it.
I don't have our clippers.
Okay.
Oh, Amy, this is...
You don't have our clippers? Perfect then, so you can just...
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing this.
Here you go. Just
go right. Hey, hold on a second. Okay. Do we want to hold off a bit? Because the guys from Locash are going to be here.
Okay.
And Preston had texted me yesterday while listening to the show about the eyebrows.
Okay.
He could always do it.
Let's have Preston do it then. That's fine.
Okay.
Amy seems a little shaky here, and she may cut my head.
Okay, so you will lose the eyebrows later in the show.
Okay, let's do it then, yeah.
Okay, so Locash is coming in later, and before they come in, they'll shave the eyebrows off Scuba Steve. Good?
I'm down. Let's do it.
If you change your mind before they come in,
okay.
Let me know.
Okay.
But that won't be happening In about an hour and a half. All right, good.
All right, good.
All right. They say don't go barefoot at the beach. Isn't the beach there to go barefoot on?
Yeah.
Health officials say there's glass, sharp shells, pieces of metal, fish hooks that are more prevalent than ever beneath the sand. And the beaches now are hotbeds for hookworms, which can get into your feet and give you a rash.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah.
All you had to say was hookworms, and I'm like, okay.
I don't know what a hookworm is.
Well, it sounds gross, and it's been my skin. I'll wear shoes.
Here's Jay Money from South Carolina.
Morning, studio. I'm out here. You know, I love your show. It's a great show. Raymundo, you! But I got one bone to pick with you, Mr. Bobby Bones. You say a word very wrong. The word is penalized. What's up with that, man? That's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody says it's penalized. It's penalized. Come on, man. All right. Love y'all. I'm out.
I don't know why I say it. I mean, I think I say penalized. Sometimes I may, if I'm reading it, I may say penalized. I have no idea.
Isn't that sort of like almond and almond? People just say it different.
Nobody says almond. Nobody. I've never heard a person in their life say the word almond to me. You're out of your mind right now. It's not like that.
I swear to you. Or pecan and pecan.
Okay, that I've heard.
You've never heard almond.
Not a single person has ever come up to me and been like, I'll take an almond, please.
Okay, well, I've never heard penalized except for you. I was trying to help you out.
Have you noticed me saying penalized?
I don't.
That sounds right, though. Penalized.
I know. It doesn't sound awful, penalized. But penalized.
I think it depends on where you come from. All right, Jay Money.
Same thing with almond.
No.
Ask people.
If you say almond, you should go back to where you came from. Has anyone ever heard it called an almond?
Not one person. For real.
Yeah, I think someone just says it. That's like salmon. Nobody calls it salmon. They may if they read it wrong.
Okay. All right. I wasn't just making that up.
I think you were.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the world's most identical twins. They are always together. They dress alike. They share a job. They get the same plastic surgery done. They eat the same amount of calories, exercise the same. And somehow they even use the toilet at the same time, but I don't understand that. But they also share the same boyfriend. He's a 39-year-old guy named Ben, and they want him to get them pregnant at the same time.
Both.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on this Ben guy.
Yeah, because they want to experience, obviously, everything together, including being pregnant and having a baby, and they want him to be the dad. It might have to be done through IVF. That's the plan for now. Hmm. It's just very interesting. Here's a clip of them talking about how they do everything together.
We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in life together. You know, we'll die together. We'll grow old together. We shower together. We wake up together. We go to bed at the same time. It could be obsessive, but this is how we want to live our life.
That's crazy. They're even talking together right then. You know, I just think about old Ben. In some ways, he's got it the best. In some, the worst.
Yeah, I don't even know what he must have to think. And they do look identical.
How are they the most identical twins? Do they just give themselves that moniker?
Oh, I assume that they'd been handed that title by the Twins Association or something. So Miranda Lambert made a deal with one of her fellow songwriters who wrote Bluebird with her. And the deal was if the song hits number one, they would get cute little Bluebird tattoos together. The deal was made over a year ago, so now Miranda's not quite sure if she's going to follow through. And not because she's anti-tattoo, but apparently she's running out of room.
What's up with Ray welching on bets? Luke Combs welches a bet. Miranda Lambert welches a bet. We're supposed to be country music folks. We're supposed to, like, live up to our word.
And I love that song. I feel like a little bluebird would look cute. And then speaking of tattoos, Jason Aldean had a tattoo artist come over to his house and give him and Kane Brown some new ink. Jason got some palm trees and Kane got a gorilla.
Yeah, Jason's, like, wrapped around his wrist or something. Yeah, that's how you know you're balling whenever the tattoo artist comes to you.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the shop.
Man, I wonder if he has a tattoo shop in his new house. He's got everything else up there. Yeah. All right, is that it?
No, The Rock showed one of his kids his all-time favorite films, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So then he was sharing about it on Instagram. And then he gave some cool history. He said that he was considered by Tim Burton to play the role of Willy Wonka. It eventually went to Johnny Depp. He said he just definitely didn't have the Hollywood experience at the time. He was very green, and he's closed the post with this. I'll always raise a glass to the dreams that don't come true because sometimes they're the best thing that never happened. So something people can keep in mind.
The Rock would have been a terrible Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I don't even
maybe
know how
maybe the worst
that would have
Willy Wonka. Yeah. Like, of all the options, I think The Rock maybe last. As
yeah,
far
like,
as
why was he considered? Not even close. But I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a woman down in Florida, her refrigerator breaks, and she doesn't have any money to fix it, so she's desperate. So she calls 911 and says, listen, my fridge is broken. I don't know what to do. Cops show up at her place and are like, ma'am, you got to remember, 911 is for emergencies only, but we stopped and got you a fridge on the way over.
Wow.
Cool.
Dang, they hit her with the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. Just get to use your fridge!
Yeah. And they wheeled in a fridge. The three cops bought the fridge for her.
That's crazy. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know, yesterday we're talking about Walmart saying, hey, we're going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Maybe it was the day before. Regardless, that was a big story. Now Target is saying we're going to be closed. And at first I thought, oh, look at them looking out for their workers. It makes sense because you can't have crowds for Corona. I don't think it's them making a big statement toward, let's just have unity amongst families at holidays. I think we can't have crowds at our stores.
Gotcha.
So both are responsible, but I totally read that wrong. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah, I would always want to work, though, because, again,
I know,
and double time.
Yes, you've explained that
pay
to me.
Pay the car insurance off in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, but they're paying them, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it, too. I just had read the whole thing wrong. Let's go to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good?
Why are elevator jokes so classic and good?
They just work on many levels.
Nice.
That was the morning corny.
Researchers have pinpointed the exact moment when the majority of people feel the most miserable. What is the unhappiest age?
80?
Mostly people say when you get that old, you're happy. You're very happy. Because okay. You've lived that long. You have life experiences.
You're not
yourself in unfair expectations of what you should do at that point.
I know, but I'm probably just irritated that, you know, I can't control going to the bathroom or something. Let's see. 40?
47.
Okay.
The year you turn 47 is an especially stressful year because when people realize 50 is just around the corner. Because 46 is still mid-40s. 47 is late 40s. That's the back third.
True. I'm not even a 40 yet, but I already love 40. I loved 30s.
It's all the same to me. I'm 40. Who cares? Yeah. Sometimes I see people on TV, though, and they're 40, and I'm like, hope I look better than that person.
What?
Hope I look younger than him.
You do look young for your age.
Ooh,
don't worry. I promise.
Peter Panning over here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. This is a voicemail we played earlier from J Money in South Carolina. Listen to it again real quick.
Morning, studio. I'm out here. You know, I love your show. It's a great show. Ray Mundo, yeah! But I got one bone to pick with you, Mr. Bobby Bones. You say a word very wrong. The word is penalized. What's up with that, man? That's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody says it's penalized. It's penalized. Come on, man. All right. Love y'all. I'm out.
All right. We found the official pronunciation of the word penalized. Here it is.
Penalized.
Penalized.
So you are saying it right.
Yeah, J Money. What do you think about that? You know what? You can't call for a whole 2 days now. You have been
penalized.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
How about that? No, I'm just playing. You can call. And then Amy was fighting for the word almond that people say almond. Never in my life have I heard almond.
I say almond, but I was just saying people say things differently, like I've heard almond.
You've never heard almond. I'm making a bet that you've never heard it.
I have heard almond. Why would I say that?
Here's every pronunciation for the word almond.
Almond.
And that's the only one. Are there any other ones, Ray? No? No.
Okay.
Did you see the blue lobster, Red Lobster?
No.
So I went to Red Lobster a week and a half or so ago, and you can't go in the lobby to eat. You have to wait outside, and you have to be socially distanced, and the lobsters in the tank aren't there because they only put those there so people can see them. And if there's nobody there, why put them there? Well, a rare blue lobster was spared because it was so rare. It was at a Red Lobster, and they're like, we're not supposed to have that. And so now it's in an aquarium.
Oh, lucky guy.
It was a blue lobster. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right. Low cash coming in a little bit. We will shave Scuba Steve's eyebrows coming up in a little bit. Oh, I should also mention this because I'm taking part in this. Brooklyn Decker has organized a star-studded roast for Andy Roddick. Andy's one of my dear friends, and I'm having to write roast jokes for him. It's always a fine line between if you know so much about somebody, how hard you go at them.
Mm-hmm.
So... but you can buy a ticket for like $25. I think there's other celebrities. Mandy Moore, Andy's ex-girlfriend's doing it.
Interesting.
I'm by far the least famous. I think I'm just his friend and some people know me. But it's all for charity. If you want to see it, you can... Mike, what's the website? You remember? But you can go over and see it. Oh, here you go. NoLoveAndyRoddick.org. Sergio Garcia, Chrissy Teigen, Peyton Manning. I'm doing it, etc.
That's awesome. Love it.
Yeah. I have a bunch of jokes. Do you want to hear one of them?
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it. Maybe later.
Just one. Give one that you're on the fence about.
Okay.
So you may not even use it anyway.
Okay.
We'll tell you.
You'll tell me if it's good or not? All right. This is just the easy one. Hey, we're here virtually to honor one of the greatest tennis players of all time, but unfortunately, Roger Federer didn't get the Zoom link.
That's funny.
So he won't be joining us. Yeah. He didn't get the Zoom link. So
I mean, you should use that one.
Yeah, I think I will. I don't want to spoil them. But anyway, check that out if you want to do that. Would you stream music directly to your brain if you could?
Through what?
Well, Elon Musk is working on a chip that will let you stream music directly into your brain.
So you don't have to put anything in your ears?
Right.
Huh.
His company, Neuralink, has been developing technology that repairs broken connections in the brain. And this technology might lead to the ability to beam music right into your brain. He can
also say the chip might be able to control hormone levels.
Okay, sign me up.
Which would have the potential to help with anxiety, relief, amongst other things.
Yeah, I'm in for hormones.
I wish we could just take a chip, put it in our butt, slide it, find a hole, put it in.
Why the butt?
And have all this information.
Why?
Because that seems like the hole is the easiest.
No, I don't think so. Swallow it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to swallow it.
Or...
Yeah, but if you swallow
it... It could get stuck in your throat.
Okay.
But I don't feel like that's a direct upload.
Fine.
I feel like if you're swallowing it, it has to, like, dissolve into your system.
Okay. All right, suppository. I'm in.
Would you listen to music straight up? I would. Gonna be all there anyway.
I guess.
Don't fight the future, Amy.
I don't want to fight the future. Don't I'm fine. Future. It's fine.
Here is Patrick from Savannah, Georgia. He called, and this is about Raymundo's wedding coming up in October, and he had something to say.
I just heard you're talking about whether or not you should postpone the wedding or not. Had some pretty good insight on that as I just got married June 20th. We initially had 140 people and whittled it down to 23, and it was the best decision we ever made. Made the wedding weekend much more intimate. Got to have conversations with everybody that was there, and we even live streamed the ceremony, so those that weren't able to come were still able to sit at home in their PJs or get dressed up and still be able to watch it.
What do you think about that, Raymundo?
That's pretty cool. That sounds about 23, so that seems like they did have groomsmen and bridesmaids and then parents, and that's about it. There was no friends, no acquaintances, no second of... It was people that live in the house that you grew up in.
Do you have a contingency plan?
Yeah, that's dire circumstances, and the number would be around 35 people.
Do you already have the secret 35 that would be there that you haven't let the other ones
know? It's not really a secret. If you didn't live in my house or Bay's house growing up and you're not one of the groomsmen or bridesmaids, you ain't coming.
But right now, it's not at 35. It's at...
Oh, man. So
75.
Do you think Lunchbox will call the cops when he gets there? If he sees too many people.
It's outdoors and it's spread out.
Yeah. Okay, here's one more voicemail.
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I was calling with a question for Raymundo. I wanted to see if his honeymoon plans have been affected at all. I'm actually supposed to be going to a resort in the Bahamas. Our wedding was originally scheduled for May, and it's been rescheduled for November, and our resort is actually not even scheduled to reopen until November 1st. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, hoping we can go, but wanted to see what Raymundo's plans were and if they've been changed at all. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Honeymoon plans?
Yeah, we're going to Grenada, and my parents wanted to know how much they have to pay, and all they had to do was pay $2,000, and it's refundable. So the entire amount isn't due until month of, so we can easily cancel.
Where is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Grenada?
People act like they go places, and I'm like, I just go, oh, yeah, it's cool. I have no idea where this
I'm
stuff is.
I'm genuinely curious.
Where's Grenada?
Yeah.
Grenada, Mississippi, that's where Charlie Worsham's from.
Is that where y'all are going?
No. It's in the nice warm waters of the Caribbean, I believe.
Yeah, that's what Mikey just said too, Caribbean. Can you get in? I guess if you go to the Bahamas, you have to have a negative COVID test show you've had one in the last couple of days, even to get in. There was a couple, too, that insisted on having their dream wedding. I just read this story. They had 100 guests catch COVID-19.
What?
Mm-hmm.
At the wedding?
Mm-hmm. They used the church's back door to avoid being seen. A lot of the folks flew back to Nashville, San Diego, Arizona. They had a rehearsal dinner with 40 guests the night before. City officials is said to have stopped the proceedings, forcing the couple to move outside to a basketball court. But yeah, a San Francisco consistent drink with 100 guests catch COVID. Okay, hold on. Let me read this a little bit wrong.
Okay.
They caught COVID. They had 100 guests at their wedding, and now they're going, all these people were with them, and then flew back.
Yeah, I think like 18 others at the wedding caught.
So far.
Okay, so then you have to like contact, okay, this is the people I was around, and they were all at the wedding. Okay, got it.
There was a story that came out in Dallas Voice yesterday. This guy, he's like, hey, I was a guy that was calling it a scandemic. He said, I didn't believe in it. He said, I'm a hardcore conservative. He said, so we had a dinner party. I woke up sick, and so did my partner and my parents, and it just went on and on and on. And he's like, now people have it.
I understand it's like gotten political, but like, I just don't get it.
He said, I believe the virus to be a hoax. And believing so, my partner and I hosted family members on Saturday, June 13th. I woke up sick. My partner, my parents were all sick. That same Monday, my in-laws traveled to witness the birth of their first grandchild. They took them with their father-in-law's mother. That night, my father-in-law became ill. Then my mother-in-law. Just on and on. Just friends, take care of the people around you. Wear a mask. We'll get through it. Like, We're going to get to the other side of this. Like, it is going to happen. But let's just take care of each other while we're finding, you know, that correct path to get there. Yes?
Yes.
No?
I agree. Yes, I agree. I'm just frustrated with the... My brain just goes to the people and some of the comments I get on Instagram if I ever... You know, just the how it gets so, they're so sensitive, even he has to say, hey guys, I'm a hardcore conservative and I'll believe this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't we just believe it? Because who cares where you vote for?
My friend Chuck from gym class and on Facebook says that.
Yeah.
In a few minutes, Low Cash is going to come in and perform. They're actually in now. We brought you guys in early. Preston had texted me yesterday morning because you heard us doing the eyebrow challenge.
Dude, I loved it.
Well, he lost.
I know.
And now... If you would like, we brought you in. If you'd like to shave off his eyebrows.
Yes.
Holy cow, this is amazing.
So this isn't your actual circle for me.
Yeah, this isn't your actual set. You're going to come back and play in a little bit. But since you guys walked in and I knew you were keeping up with it yesterday morning.
This is great.
So would you like to shave off Scuba Steve's eyebrows?
Yes. 1,000%.
Thank you very much.
A quick reset. On yesterday's show, we flipped a coin. Scuba had a chance to win $100 or... Lose his eyebrows, and he lost his eyebrows.
Yes. Love it.
And he lost again for a second time, so then he lost both eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh.
And now Low Cash will shave him off. Now, why this do you say it. Full circle?
Because when I was caught up in the moment. I mean, I was like texting you, two bills for two brows. Let's go right now. And I knew you couldn't see your phone at the time, but I was loving it. I was real time, you know? And then at the end, I found out he was going to lose both brows. You were egging it on. I loved it. Lunchbox, I heard his voice come in. I was like, oh, he's losing both brows. And then we walk in, and I get to shave it. This is awesome.
You get to shave. Okay, here he is.
This is great.
Which one would you like shave first, Scuba Steve?
Let's do the left one.
All right, here he is. Preston from Low Cash will shave off the left, and Chris, you want to do the right one?
Brows.
I got it. Okay. I'm in on the right.
You're doing the right?
I got the right.
Oh, boy, here he goes.
Dude, you're going to look like powder.
Here's the because he does have a bald
you
head.
Are. You got the bald head and everything, man.
I got it for the beard. All right, here we go. All right, okay. All right, yeah, I'm ready, Dude, just do it.
I'm just kidding.
No, my beard, no!
It was not your beard. I'm just kidding.
I'll school it more this way.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Please don't.
The left eyebrow.
I've never shaved a brow before. This is weird. I don't know if I should go this way.
Just only do go it.
He's going with
hair.
The grain. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think you got it. You got
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
You're
hurting
that
way. You're hurting that way.
Oh, no.
I feel like I need to wear the mask. That's so you. Don't get like, you know.
Really? You
dude,
don't.
It doesn't look that bad.
Really? You look good, browless.
All right, cool. All right. Bobby's face doesn't say I look good.
You guys are just being nice.
All right, here we go.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, now getting his second eyebrow shaved off.
You are powder for real.
By Chris from Low Cash.
Mm.
Oh,
that sounds. I think that brow is thicker.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking every single hair off.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I don't want that long hair right there.
Yeah, you don't want to keep that.
I might have to go the other way, so stand still.
Okay. Against the grain, for sure. Go against the grain. Yeah.
I have ingrown hairs tomorrow.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, Chris is definitely spending some time with it.
This is what I do, guys. You have like an extra texture thick over here.
I know. I have really nice eyebrows, but not anymore.
And there they go.
Look like I got it there.
They're now both gone. Scuba Steve with both eyebrows now gone. His hair smells funny. Something smells.
That big piece right there.
I know. I got those Italian eyebrows. Thank you.
Smell that?
Thank you. All right.
One little hair. You get in the
do you know how sometimes when you floss and you pull the food out and it smells like something? Are we getting that with his eyebrows? Like he had a bunch of like.
No.
Yes.
You smell something? I don't smell anything. That's impossible.
I smell fruit.
How do you? Right? Is there some kind of fruit smell happening here?
Would you? Your brows?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You got a little mango tree in there. Yeah. All right. How do you feel, Scuba Steve?
I don't know. I have to, I guess, see myself, and then I'll have a real reaction of how I really feel.
I think you're gonna like it.
I tell you what, you look great.
It's not that bad. You look like a wrestler.
I actually look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start a trend.
Do you though? All right, there he is. Scuba Steve, there he is. Coming back in a little bit. Low Cash will be back in a second. They're going to go in the other room and tune up and come in and play. But thank you guys for coming
10-4,
in.
Absolutely.
All right, back with Low Cash in just a little bit.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So, this woman, Tiffany Jennings, she was brutally attacked years ago, and it left her with broken teeth, and she just never really wanted to smile because of that. And a doctor, dentist, heard about her situation, and he said, you know what? I want to take care of Tiffany's teeth, dental repairs, all free. And when he was finished, she had a new smile, and when she looked in the mirror, it brought her to tears.
Yeah, that teeth thing, it's tough. I couldn't afford to get my teeth done forever until I was in my 20s. And when I could finally afford it, it just changes how you feel about yourself, the way you look at yourself, because you feel like other people are judging you even when they may not be. They may be. But that was a big deal for me, too, to get my teeth fixed. So shout out to this doctor.
Yeah, his name's Dr. Brian Kitko.
You tried. You tried. What's his name again? You tried again?
Okay, can I just spell his last name?
Sure.
Dr. Brian K-V-I-T-K-O.
K-V?
K-V.
Oh, okay.
K-V.
All right. Hey, Dr. Blind Vietvu? Yeah, no. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Low cash.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, hey. What's going on, baby?
Let me run through some of you guys' songs in case there's somebody who doesn't know all the hits you guys have. Here is I Love This Life from Low Cash. I'm a small town world. I love a country girl. Here is I Know Somebody.
I know a place and I know somebody.
And here is the current single, which I love right now. It's one big country song.
Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all
good to see you guys back. We don't have a lot of people in studio, but I was pumped to get you guys all up here.
We thanks were excited for the us. Call. Yeah,
it's
man.
Our first time here. It looks great.
So with you two, and you don't live in the same city anymore.
No.
That's got to be weird. You guys have been running together so tight forever. Is it any different at all?
I mean, it's been 4.5 months since we've seen each other.
I mean,
but that's because of quarantine. That's because of quarantine. Of corona, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, we talk 5-6 times a day, man. It's a brotherhood. It's there. I mean,
we're still Zoom writing, yeah, all that stuff, you know. So
we Zoom 2 or 3 busy times a week writing.
When I hear about bands that don't live in the same city, and that's a lot of bands, not in the country music world so much, but a lot of the rock bands, they don't live in the same city, but when they tour, they meet in the same place, they practice. Like, I guess it's not so wild, but Chris, you decided to move back to Florida?
Well, my wife is from Florida, so I moved down there, happy wife, happy life, and, you know, I'm gone 250 days a year usually. So her having that stability back down with all her family and stuff, it helps a lot.
You know, you guys were working at a country line dance bar back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you both were together then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what would you do? Walk me through this. If I were to, what was the bar called?
Wild Horse
Saloon.
Okay. If I were to come to the Wild Horse Saloon, were you going by Low Cash Cowboys or were you just you, Chris?
It was just
Preston?
Chris and Preston.
Yeah, we were just our names.
Okay. So at that point though, what are you doing while you're working there?
We're the DJs. Two DJs, and we're spinning the tunes, getting everybody dancing. We're also emceeing the shows. So Lone Star is coming on stage, you know, and we would play a song, the intro music for the concert, and then we'd grab a mic and run on stage real fast and emcee the show, start the show. And then while they were on stage, we could go backstage, work on harmonies, write songs, whatever. So that was kind of our night.
And I think a lot of it, like when we would watch that, and then we would teach a line dance in between, but a lot of people didn't understand when we were writing songs, we would record it on these little, you guys remember the Tascam where you'd like duplicate a CD over and over again?
Oh, yeah.
So we would make one, record it on our own in his little studio, and make two songs and dance to it, and people would buy that.
So then when we made the dance up, they would be, what song was that we just danced to? So then we'd sell them the CD from the DJ booth, and we were making so much money, it was crazy.
So what dances were you teaching people?
Just line dances, just making them up.
Okay,
make up line dances.
Because I would watch this show on PBS. In Arkansas, it was AETN. But I would watch the show on PBS, and they would be in some dance hall. And you'd watch 15, 20 people do these line dances.
That was the Wild Horse.
Was it the Wild
Horse?
Yes. But there was always like two of them that were doing extra moves.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, chill out. Just get in the group here. There's no need to do an extra spin kick. Just do the dance.
You know who that was? That was Barry Amato.
Probably was.
It was Barry Amato.
I would always get so annoyed at these people trying to be extra.
Yeah.
You're not out there. This is a line dance, a group.
Right.
We'd have people coming in bringing in special shoes like they were roller skating or something, you know.
Now that I can understand.
Yeah.
I love a good pair of shoes.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But it was just the people showing off. Like they learned a little too much spice on it sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do dance competitions or anything? Did you guys yourself ever do that?
I taught dance competitions for a studio, and I used to teach, you know, a bunch of little kids to go out, and they would do like Showstoppers and what, Star Power, I think, was one of them.
You guys had such an interesting life.
It was pretty cool. It was a lot of hip hop though back then.
Preston's first concert ever was Hank Jr.
Oh yeah.
How old were you?
Man, I was probably about 14 or 15, right in there. And man, it was crazy. It was his birthday weekend, and he flew in backstage on a helicopter, and he landed in the back, and I'm like, this is so rock star. I mean, it was the full meal deal, you know, and here he comes on stage, and the lights go out, and he says, it's my birthday weekend, and I want a bunch of girls on stage. And man, the girls just started pouring on stage, and he picked 10 of them out. And he took them back for a hot tub party at the hotel.
No way.
Put them on a helicopter, and they took off and went to the hotel. And I was like, I want to do that someday. That was amazing.
Dang. Chris, what about you? First concert?
Motley Crue and Whitesnake. Yeah, it was
so
incredible.
So basically the same. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Ten girls, put them in a hot tub, just on stage.
Yeah.
It's the first time I saw something. It was the person sitting next to me. Just basically...
Oh, yeah, they
flash.
Did it right there.
And I was young, probably too young to be at that concert, but I knew right then and there that's what
you
I
definitely
had
got flashed by Tommy Lee, probably.
Yeah, it may have been my aunt. I'm not really sure.
Who
was sitting next to me?
Same thing. Same.
Low Cash is here. They are on Instagram, @LowCash. Follow them up. I'm going to have you guys play this song now because I love it so much. Here is the current single from Low Cash. This song's doing great, too, by the way. It's freaking top of the charts.
Yeah, man.
Here we go.
This week, here we go.
One big country song from Low Cash. They're going to play it live for us now.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Nice job, boys. Low cash. You guys been able to play that much as a group? Because the song got big really. And blew up since we've all been locked in.
Dude, it really has. We haven't got a chance to listen to anybody sing it back to us yet, really.
And we didn't because we don't do that. We don't. We try to keep our listeners. Our listeners get annoyed with us if we sing back, but that's definitely one that at your concerts, they're going to sing the crap out of back to you.
Can't wait.
You'll be able to like shut it down. Be like, all right, your turn. Yeah. Low Cash is here in studio. Let me ask you guys this question, because yesterday on the show, Lunchbox was telling us that there was a party in his neighborhood. How many people at that party?
Probably around 50 people.
It's a lot.
Right. So if you were to walk by a house in your neighborhood and there are 50 people having a party, what would you have done?
I would have done anything.
Kept walking?
Yeah. I probably would have just kept on going.
Me too. And I would have thought to myself, that's probably, I don't like that. Probably not safe.
Right.
But I'm probably not going to. You know what he did?
I called the non-emergency number for the police department and reported them for violating the number of people at a gathering. I mean, I said congratulations to the graduate, but they are in violation of the county regulations. They have too many people at that house.
That's amazing.
Were they wearing masks?
Some were.
What percentage do you think?
I'd say 30%.
Yeah.
And just to me, I was just like, look, man, like, sorry. I understand you want to have a graduation party for your high school senior. Great, but...
I get it. I've been flying my drone around the neighborhood, taking overhead shots of people congregating. Then I send it to the HOA, and I'm like, look what the neighborhood's doing.
Wait, but you wouldn't call the police, but you...
But it's, I don't want to get them arrested, but I am kind of telling on them. You know, I'm like, hey, HOA, get the neighborhood, you know, under control.
Dude, I'm in Florida. No one cares.
And no one knows
it's
me.
Florida just buck wild. It's like girls gone wild, but Corona gone wild down there.
No one cares.
So, just give us a
hug. The young people don't care, and the old people don't care.
Chris is like, man, I haven't seen you forever. I'm like, stay over there, bro.
I mean, I wear my mask everywhere I go. I don't do that. But I will tell you this, that the younger people don't care, and the older people, it's the waiting room for heaven. They don't care.
So, but what about the people in the middle? Do they care, the older?
Yeah, for the most part, you can kind of see it. Like, my neighborhood does. It's pretty cool. Like, my street, we quarantined with, like, two different families. Like, but kids, man, how do you tell kids they got to stay inside and they can't play with their friends? So, you know, there's a certain amount of things. And my little girls go to a little private school right now, only 5 kids. But, you know, it's, who knows? They could get it and bring it home to me easily, but.
Tampa goes hard in everything.
They do.
That's
they
the
do.
Truth.
They really do.
I listen, anything I do down there, they go hard. Okay. Well, we all kind of said we wouldn't have called the cops either. But Preston's kind of a weird one. He's flying drones over
people. And taking images.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to get back out on the road. And when people are doing this.
Well, I'm checking on my turkeys in the woods originally, right? So I send my drone up to go check my deer stands and my turkey spots, right? Just take a look over the top of the woods. On my way back, I see this driveway. And there's about, and this was when we're supposed to really be staying home. No more than like 10 people. There's like 20 people in my neighborhood just having a little party. And I was like, I turned it around, turned the drone back. I went back, I turned it. You know, they had no idea. I'm so high up. And I zoomed in with my high def cam, took a little picture, sent it to the HOA. I said, handle this.
Did they?
You know, I guess.
HOA was probably at the party.
They probably were. But you know, I felt better sending it. I was like, I did my part.
People always ask me, how do we get live music going? I'm like, but wear a mask. Shut it down for a minute.
Yeah.
Just be socially responsible. I want live music back.
Yeah.
So, well, listen, boys, you did it again. Look at you. Another hit. How you feel? Well,
thanks. You called great, this. Man. When it we first great. Released the album, you called this song.
Who knows what I called and what I didn't call. I'm being, all
you,
I know
we
is...
We call the next one.
You got
We need your opinion on the next one. We're torn between songs.
You definitely don't want that. Okay, here they are. Low Cash. They're out. They're looking out for you guys. They're flying drones over neighborhoods. They're peeking in windows. They're doing all kinds of stuff. Chris and Preston from Low Cash.
This is awesome.
Stream One Big Country Song. Good luck this week, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
and
man.
We'll see you guys real soon.
Absolutely.
All right, there they are. Low Cash, everybody. Back in the Hey, Morgan, I was thinking about you last night because we played a TV game yesterday and you did terribly in it.
Yeah, I did do really bad.
But I think music is probably a little more up your alley with the games.
I think I can do better than what I did with that game, yeah.
All right, here is the game. I'll give you a famous opening line to a country song. Just name the song. Eddie, you there?
I'm here, man. Can I play?
Yeah, just don't Google it. Eddie has Corona. He's in his bed right now. We've set up a microphone in his bed.
I hate it every time you say that.
What?
Eddie has Corona. It's just going to be a label that's attached to me from now on. I'll get used to it.
Is it wrong?
No, it's accurate. I do, and I'm at home.
And I need our listeners to know that you're not in studio and that why you sound a little bit different. And I want them to the visual of you in the bed. What are you wearing right now?
Oh, gosh.
So they can. I want them to get the full.
Of course.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and some, like, basketball gym shorts. That's it.
What color is the t-shirt?
It's gray.
What color are the basketball shorts?
Gray.
Any socks?
No socks.
All right.
You're being so weird.
No, I'm not. I'm just done. A good radio host wants his people.
Paints the visual.
To be able to see what he's saying. All right, write your answer down, everybody. Everybody can play this one. If you miss, you're out. For example, this is an easy one. You can just say the answer, Amy. Looking back in the memory of, what's that?
Looking back on the memory. The dance.
The dance.
Looking back. All the memory of-
I'll give you the famous first line. Here we go. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. There you go. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. Yeah. What song is that?
In.
Eddie, you in over there?
I'm in.
Lunchbox and Morgan... He's struggling?
Yeah.
I made this game for you. I know. So you can do better.
I know the song, but it's taking me a while to sing it in my head.
She's trying to get around to the part right now. 5 seconds. Your answer, Morgan?
She's in love with a boy?
Incorrect. Eddie?
I have Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Yes. Lunchbox?
Don't Take the Girl.
Yeah. Amy?
Don't Take the Girl.
Taking him fishing. He was 8 years old.
Morgan, I'm sorry you've been eliminated.
Oh, that's okay. I'm very stressed with all these videos over here. My head's just all over the place.
Okay, here we go. First line. He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I kind of gave you half the melody. He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. All right, I'm going to come to you guys in a few seconds. All right, Lunchbox, coming over to you. He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. What you got?
Strawberry wine.
Correct. Amy?
Strawberry wine.
Correct. Eddie?
That's strawberry wine.
All right, good.
Okay. Come on.
On my grandpa's farm.
Here we go. Creole Williams lived down a dirt road.
Oh, man.
Creole Williams lived down a dirt road. You know, I'll throw you a little nugget here. Creole Williams lived down a dirt road. Amy just shook me off and said, don't do that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes, I had it.
Okay, so what? Ugh. We're just playing a fun game. You trying to win a scholarship here?
Okay, I'll tell you that next time you're trying to play a game.
I don't get to play many games.
It's just
I have
a fun
to put
game.
The games together.
It doesn't matter, Bobby. Why are you getting so worked up?
All right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, meet in the middle.
Incorrect.
What?
Lunchbox
no,
is
that's
out.
No, that's the right answer, meet in the middle.
It is
on
not.
On that old Georgia pine?
No.
Oh!
Creole Williams did not live down a dirt road from the old Georgia pine.
Oh!
Meet in the middle is the old Georgia pine, but Creole Williams did not live in that town. Amy.
Dust on the bottle.
Dust on the bottle. Eddie.
Come on, Lunchbox, that's your jam. Dust on the bottle, dude.
There you go.
Live down a dirt road.
Made homemade
made
wine
like nobody I know.
Under that Georgia pine.
All right, Lunchbox is out. We got two remaining. Here we go. I saw the light. I've been baptized. I saw the light. I've been baptized. All right, think about that.
In.
It's the first line to what famous country song? Eddie, you in?
I'm in, Bones.
All right, what do you have?
I have Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn.
Amy?
Brand New Man.
Correct.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your church and the flame in your
All right, I feel like I got to go a little harder. I'm going to go level two now for you two because you both are going to nail these. Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one-horse town like two rebels without a cause. Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one-horse town like two rebels without a cause.
Amy's singing it over there. You have it?
Yeah.
She took her headphones out so she wouldn't hear the game show music, leaned her head over, and she was going, bizza, bizza, bizza.
Except for I don't really know that I know the title.
Yeah.
Well, that's the game.
I know.
So you don't have it if you don't have it.
She's like, I got it. I just don't know the title. No. The title is the answer.
Seems like a really long title right now. Okay.
Eddie, are you in?
Oh, boy. I'm in, but my dyslexia may have gotten me on this one.
Oh, tough. Uh-oh. Okay, let's go to Amy first. Amy.
Heads, Carolina. Tails, California.
Eddie, what do you have?
Okay, that's what I have. Heads, Carolina. Tails, California.
Baby, heads, Carolina. Tails, California is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Or our version we played here. Head, Steve wins the money, or tail, Steve loses his eyebrows. And he got his eyebrows shaved earlier this year today.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Name this first line. I remember it all very well, looking back. It was the summer I turned 18.
Whoa.
I remember it all very well, looking back. It was the summer I turned 18. Ooh. Amy's got her head on her hand, her headphones out, singing gibberish. I don't know if you guys can hear her, but...
Bones, can I get it one more time?
Yeah. I remember it all very well, looking back. It was the summer I turned 18. I'm gonna need to answer in 5 seconds, guys. Okay, Amy. 3, 2, 1, answer.
She had Thunder Rolls.
Incorrect.
What?
Eddie,
that's
for
not
the.
It?
No.
What? Is it? She had Thunder a need rolls. To feel the 18. Passion.
No, it is not.
That's not it?
No.
But he was. He rolled in.
But
her
that's
tongue.
Also not Thunder Rolls for
I know,
the record.
But I can't. All yeah. I could think of was she had a need to feel the thunder.
Mm-mm.
That's not it?
Mm-mm.
Say it again.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was a summer I turned 18. Eddie, can you win this?
Oh, I'm an idiot.
No, mine's a guess. If I win it, it's a complete guess, but I'm going to go with Don't Blink.
No. Play it.
Well, I remember it all very well. I was off. Oh.
Fancy.
I thought it was Garth's, you know, creepy song.
Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be sudden death. Buzz in with your name when you know it. You ready, boys and girls?
Ready.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out. Amy.
She's in love with the boy.
Incorrect.
What?
Oh my
God. No!
Eddie. She's been going out with him.
I'm an idiot.
She's been going out with me.
That's it?
Yeah, it's the first line, Eddie.
Oh my gosh. I think I gave Amy another chance. I'm going to go with X's and O's.
Incorrect. Here's the song.
She's been going out with me.
That ain't my truck.
She's been going
Red Akins. All right, here we go. Next one, sudden death. Yell your name. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Oh!
Say your name.
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
No, I know
Eddie.
It.
Eddie.
No.
Eddie.
Say
this
it.
Kiss.
Incorrect.
No, no. Okay.
Amy, go.
Am I still in it?
Yeah, I'll get it to you one more
okay,
time.
I got it. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. I might have took a long way. Get there someday. They said, I said, to get there. But just look at it. Ah, you're still the one.
Looks like we made
winner.
It.
Yes.
Look how far we've come.
Eddie, she committed. She jumped out of her chair, did it. She made her bass stronger and threw her hand in the air.
Oh, man. I haven't heard this song in a while.
There she is. And she won a scholarship. Wow, congratulations. You
Thank
did.
You.
I was just told what the prize was. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Morgan said that someone was beating on her door last night.
Oh, yeah. It was so scary. Some guy at like 2:30 in the morning is like pounding on my door. He's ringing my doorbell and then he runs off. Then he comes back 2 minutes later and does it again. And then he ran off again and then he did it again. And I woke up to my dog barking and going crazy. And then I look at my phone and I'm watching him on my like security camera. Don't know what he wanted. I just sat in my room, like, afraid, because I didn't really know what to do.
You think it was a kid?
No. He was a grown man. I'm not sure what he was looking for. I don't think he was trying to break in, because, like, he was showing his face. But I don't know.
There would have been I'd have gone back to sleep.
No way.
My heart would have been, like, the rest of the night.
I was just waiting for him to come back again. Like, see if he was going to try and pull something else. I didn't really know. But yeah, I was freaked out. I called the non-emergency line. I was like, can you guys come check this out? Because I live by myself.
That non-emergency line's got to be thinking, this Bobby Bone Show calls us for everything. Like, Lunchbox called, said there's a house party. Morgan's got somebody knocking on her door. Then what'd they say to you?
They told me that they'd come check it out. And then I watched everything from my camera because I was too scared to move from my bed. So I watched the cop come up at like five minutes later and they were checking it out. And then I found out the next day, like this morning, all of my neighbors, he did it down our entire street.
I wonder what was going on. Make your theory.
Well, at first I thought maybe he needed help, but he wasn't like screaming. Like if you're smart enough, and you need help. You're just screaming, trying to get any attention. I don't know if he was just a little out of his mind, wasn't sure what was going on, looking for somebody, but didn't know where they were, is my best guess.
Huh.
Because nothing came of it. He didn't get into any house.
And he didn't break it. He didn't steal anything.
No, but I think he's just a little not all there.
Well, that 311 you guys call?
411? No, it's a 684. Like,
it's a whole number?
Yeah, a whole number. Oh.
I did see, too, where police had to spend hours breaking up a 700-person house party.
There you go.
How does somebody have a house party that big? I don't get it.
How is the house that big?
How did they?
I guess they're in the backyard, too.
Who knows that many people?
3 people were arrested after police spent nearly 5 hours breaking up a party in New Jersey. They contacted the homeowner, who allegedly told officers he had rented out the residence on Airbnb, was hosting a large party. The homeowner then left the area as an estimated 200 additional people arrived at the residence and the party began to grow. 700 people. All of the on-duty police officers responded as the roads in the neighborhood were shut down because more partygoers were still arriving. How do you even get the invitation to that thing?
They put it out on Instagram.
Oh.
They just said come?
Yep.
Boy, that's dangerous. You saw a Chainsmokers party, didn't you? Like, governor's now going, hey, how is the Chainsmokers having a concert, little house party here? Like, that's illegal. I think everybody thinks they can break the rules, but nobody else can break the rules.
I saw something, I don't even know where, just a headline, about how people don't mind hanging out or doing things as long as it's not posted on social media.
Mm.
So they're down for breaking it. Whereas it used to be like anytime you're hanging out with people, you'd want to post about it. And now it's like, okay, I'll hang out with you, but nobody can post.
Yeah, I guess so.
So would you have called the cops on that 700-person party?
I wouldn't have been anywhere near it. I wouldn't have known it would happen. Did you see responses to lunchboxes? Like on?
Yeah, I have some. Hey, what's the pulse on that?
Yeah, how do our listeners feel about Lunchbox calling the cops?
I would say it's about 60-40. 60 that he shouldn't have done it, and 40 that are like, yeah, you should have done it. So, like, some of them, Caleb said, bro, you went to frickin' Vegas. You don't have a right to police other people.
Ooh.
Going to Vegas is not illegal.
True.
Gathering with more people is illegal.
Okay, go ahead.
Nicole said, do you, boo? These are strange times.
Okay.
Garrett said, no, you're a Karen. A good citizen would mind their own business.
Wow.
Christina said, yep, so glad you did that. Sick of people being dumb. John said, heck yeah, they're the reason we might not have football.
Yeah, they're the reason the economy's not going to open up. I couldn't be more for the economy and more for playing football, more for getting kids in schools, but we're never going to get everybody in until it's all eradicated mostly, or we're going to go back halfway, shut it down. You know, baseball's struggling with that now. Like, who knows if they're going to shut down? By the way, the Marlins had a bunch of players that tested positive. And so this is Lunchbox calling. Who did you call?
I called the Florida Marlins.
Just the entire team here.
Oh, they have.
He called the organization.
Okay.
So he called and said that he and his buddy are there to help to see if they can be on the team. Now do they need players?
Okay,
here you go.
Thank you for calling the Miami Marlins.
Good afternoon, Miami Marlins. How may I direct your call?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just calling to see if you need some players. I'm ready to try out.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Marlins.
We can
get
another call if we need to.
Yes, ma'am. Jason Gibble, man, businessman, making business deals, trying to get that money. Let me tell you, I was a heck of a right fielder back when I was 12 years old. I played for the Minnesota Twins of Balcony's Little League, and Ivy made Balcony's Red All-Stars.
And I am happy to admit I'm a man, but I am a catcher. Yeah!
Wait, what?
All right, well, have a great one, okay?
No, ma'am, we are ready. We are ready to fill. Put me in, coach.
Y'all got COVID players. You need some healthy guys. We're in Nashville. We've been in the bubble. We're ready to bubble now down in Miami.
I just had my corona test, and I came back negative. I'm ready to play.
All right, well, you have a great one, okay?
Whoa. Are you not taking players?
Whoa!
Taking players. We got a nice squad back in Jupiter ready to go. But have a great day.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to throw him a piece of paper.
Oh, listen, he watch it. Boom, I hit that. Oh, home run.
Have a great one, guys.
Whoa, man. Wait. I can be a pinch runner. I'm fast as lightning.
Okay.
Oh, she hung up.
Okay. I don't know why she stuck around so long, honestly. All right.
What is Ray's comment about, I'm happy to admit I'm a man, but I'm a catcher? What does that even mean?
Well, a lot of people say it's the wimpiest position because they have to wear all that gear. And I just said, I'm fine admitting it. I'll be the catcher.
You wear all that gear because you have I don't know how fast baseballs
are. I never heard that the catcher was the wimpiest position.
Yeah.
Why does he have shin guards, a chest protector,
because
a mask,
he has
arm
a 90-mile-per-hour ball flown at him.
The pitcher can get a hit right back at him 90 miles an hour.
This Elvis impersonator sang for 51 hours. Broke the world record. He did it straight. Here's audio of this guy singing.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight.
Can you imagine hour like 48? A hunk of burning love. Yeah, so there he goes. He's 52 years old. He had previously broken the record for the longest Elvis Presley singing marathon, but then it was broken by somebody else. But 51 hours. Look at that guy. That's what's up. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones. Ooh.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.